hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means it's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, it's nice when people across the state reach out and, you know, want to highlight really cool things going on in the entrepreneurial community. And this week is one of those. The third annual Venture South, Venture Carolina Summit's coming up in Greenville. This is an organization that was started a number of years ago. The original director and current director is Matt Dunbar. It started out the Upstate Carolina Angel Network. And now it's one of the largest groups of angel investors in the Southeast and probably in the country. There's about 120 angel groups investors that'll be attending this event this week. They focus on kind of early stage types of investments. They'll hear pitches from about 10 companies. Some of them will get investment there. There's going to be 2 days of educational workshops. And I guess we're presuming something here, and that's that folks listening know what angel investors are, huh?
Well, you mentioned that it's early stage investment.
Yes, these are wealthy individuals that invest in entrepreneurial companies. And the term angel came from folks like this that originally invested on Wall Street in theater productions, and they became known as angels. And that term got kind of picked up. And so this event's going to start on Wednesday with meetings of the limited partners who've invested in some of the funds they have. And that's important that investors get together and compare notes and, quite frankly, get to know one another. And then there's going to be a series of education, an exit discussion. It's always important to begin with the end in mind. And so when you're starting a company and you're looking for outside capital, people want to know when they're going to get their money back and how they're going to get their money back. Some portfolio updates, you know, some of the companies that have been invested in and how are they doing. Then there's going to be how to pitch to angel investors. And that's really important. How do you prepare for due diligence? What does an investor look for? I mean, how do they go through your company and analyze it? And some of it is, you know, mechanical kind of things. I mean, making sure you have a proper legal entity, got proper accounting and internal controls and stuff. And some of it is more strategy. You know, who's the customer and what's the market? How big is it? And then there's going to be some things like sales training and planning and taxes for successful entrepreneurs. So it sounds like a pretty awesome couple of days. And I guess what's most encouraging to me about this is one of those ecosystems in the state now that's just built over the last several years and is a real asset when it comes to supporting high-growth entrepreneurial companies in the state. So congratulations to Matt Dunbar and his whole team for making this a reality.
And so for our entrepreneurs listening right now, give us the days and the place again for this upcoming conference.
The days are going to be December 5th and the 6th, and it's going to be in Greenville at the One Building.
Well, John, what else is showing up on your radar?
Well, you know, we got the annual Economic Outlook Conference for the Darla Moore School of Business, and that's always a very interesting event where, you know, they update us on the past and then prognosticate about what the economy is going to do in the next year. Coming up shortly after the first of the year is the South Carolina Governor's Opportunity Zone Summit, which is a real exciting opportunity. I mean, trillions of dollars could be unlocked to invest in depressed areas, low-income communities. And so I think that'll be a big event. And then something you and I talk about all the time is Tech After Five, which is a entrepreneurial networking organization all across the state. And one of the coolest things about that recently is they have an affiliate now in Bangalore, India. So South Carolina has spawned a tech networking group in Bangalore. So that, you know, we're making some progress when we get known around the world, aren't we?
That's pretty good. But I'll have to say I'm not totally surprised since so many American companies contract technology work to India.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people see that just as outsourcing. But I know Accessible Diagnostics has a software technology partner in Hyderabad, India, and he happens to be a diabetes management expert. So I think sometimes we underestimate just the domain expertise there is in places around the world like India.
Well, John, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.